Specialty Crop News, brought to you today by the Almond Board of California. Find them online at almonds.com. Proper stockpile management is a critical part of almond food safety practices and quality control.
And of course, two critical components to that is, number one, we want to be sure that almonds are stockpiled and maintained at the appropriate moisture levels. And of course, the bottom line too as well on this, besides just almond quality per se, is avoiding any aflatoxin contamination that would be associated with higher than desired moisture levels.
Bob Curtis, Associate Director for Agricultural Affairs at the Almond Board. He says growers or handlers need to be aware of moisture levels in the crop even before stockpiling and watch the moisture closely after stockpiling. The Almond Board Stockpiling Guide says almonds should not be stockpiled if either the whole moisture content exceeds 12% or the kernel moisture content exceeds 6%. It's also important to manage stockpile moisture. Cover with a white on black tarp and measure relative humidity. If moisture levels are too high, open up the tarps in the daytime to allow moisture to escape, and close them at night when the relative humidity tends to increase. And while rain doesn't seem to be an issue this year, should it happen, you'll want to protect the stockpile and watch the moisture levels closely. Moisture is not the only thing to watch for, though. Monitor almond stockpiles closely for evidence of pests, like rodents, insects, and birds. And if you find pests, treat or fumigate as necessary. But even with close monitoring, Curtis says sometimes things happen.
If you've stockpiled stuff that you're concerned about, there are measures that you can take that are outlined in the guide that tell you how to, again, retain the quality of the almonds and, of course, minimize any aflatoxin potential.
You can find the Almond Board's guides to stockpiling online at almonds.com, then click either Growers or Processors, depending on which guide you need. We've put a link to both on our website. I'm Sabrina Hill for AgNetWest.com.